This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We're back with Clara as she's a middle school teacher, and that shark attack in Florida, where that poor young boy was attacked by the shark, his arm was bit off. You're just simply saying you would not go in the water, nor would any other mother?
Yes. So you have to think about your other children, and you have to think about yourself. That man in Florida who claims he went into the water to pull a shark out after it attacked his nephew.
Yeah, the man's name is Vance Flossenzier, and apparently he said he went into the, or witnesses said he did.
I tell you right now, I have a very big problem believing that.
Why is that?
Well, as a mother, I know how other mothers think. I know how women think, and there's no way that you risk yourself because your child was not using his head and was out there playing with a shark.
Well, first off, I don't know what that he was playing with a shark.
Well, he was not using common sense.
And how many children do you have?
I have two boys.
And if you saw one of your boys being attacked by a shark,
a mother would call 911. She would try and get the lifeguard. She would try and get the park ranger, but she is not about to risk her life and limb so that the one child she has left is an orphan. I've got two children, and other mothers might have two or three children, and you and your other son have been eaten, and before the ambulance gets there, you're coming out of the shark's butt.
We all know the story of the mother who lifted the car off of her child when the adrenaline kicked in and the child. And what do you mean coming out of the shark's butt?
So by the time the ambulance gets there, you have been eaten and digested by a shark. And your other child is an orphan. I did not think so. And that's why I'm having a very difficult time.
All right, we know the story of the mother who lifted the car off of her child when the adrenaline kicked in and the child was in danger. Why not in the instance of a shark attack?
Well, I think because common sense kicks in. A car is not going to eat you up and eat up your leg. A shark will. A car is not going to eat you up and digest you or what have you. My child is pinned under a car. I'll go to his aid. But when a child is being eaten up by a shark, as a mother, you say, I do what I can, but that fool got eaten up.
The own child, isn't there some kind of a instinct?
Yeah, your instinct to protect your other children, and certainly your instinct to protect yourself. My cousin Vivian saw her daughter get attacked by a pit bull, and this is now, oh my Lord, that's got to be about 5 years ago. And she come out of her house, she sees a Tanya getting bit on, and she knows the pit bull is biting on, it's very dangerous. She told me, she's saying all the while, you get bit on by a pit bull, I can't go in and save you. You see, she was my secretary, if her fingers get eaten up or cut, how's she going to support her kids? And maybe the dog will eat her up. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying. She saw her, how was the daughter?
I think the child is all right. But the point that I'm trying to make here...
Well, she saw her daughter being attacked by a pit bull, and she wouldn't do anything about it.
No, she called 911. But you are not going to jump in there. As I said, she worked as a secretary. She goes in trying to pull this dog off the child. The dog eat her up or chew on her fingers or anything. Now she can't make a living.
And so what happened to this child? What if the child's name is LaTanya?
That is LaTanya, yeah. That was my daughter. That was my sister's youngest daughter.
What happened to her?
I do not know. I know every Christmas they send us a picture of the family. She's not in it. I don't know. But I don't know.
Well, one would assume if she's not in a picture of the... She sends a picture of the family at Christmas and she's not in it.
I don't know. She might have not been available the day they took the picture.
Well, then what prompted this man in Florida to do with to go without any concern for his own safety, run into the water, and grab this shark?
You know, Mr. Henry, men love to make up stories. They love... I will tell you, I was married. My husband died 3 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. But they love to make up stories, and they want to be like James Bond. And they want to be all like Jacques Cousteau or what have you. And that's what I do not believe it happened in the sequence they say it happened. I don't have any doubt the man was there.
Well, he said he went into the water and he pulled the shark out, or witnesses said...
I'm sure they said that, yeah.
That he went into the water and pulled the shark out.
And they also said the shark was shot.
The shark had been shot, yeah.
I think what probably happened was that the park ranger shot the shark first, then the man went in and dragged the shark out. I do not think, because I know men, and I love men, and but y'all just love to make these stories about how you're He-Man, and you're going to go out there in the water and be like a Navy SEAL or something. I don't buy it. I believe the animal was destroyed first, then the man dragged it out of the surf.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. If you know this story out of Florida, this little boy was attacked by a shark. His arm was literally bitten off. According to news reports, according to witnesses, the uncle of this boy, this gentleman by the name of I think it's Vance Flozenzeer, went into the water, dragged the shark out. You don't believe that it could have happened that way?
I don't think the instinct is for you to run into the surf like some kind of a fool and drag a shark out of the water like a fool. When you have a park ranger there, go out there, shoot that thing dead, and then you can drag that thing all over the place you want to.
Well, then why would they come up with such a cock and bull story?
Well, there are a number of reasons. Down south, they have these contests for largest fish caught. They might have thought, in retrospect, they could win first prize.
Why would they shoot it? Well, they could shoot it and win first prize.
No, you cannot.
You could shoot it and win. If you're talking about the guy once just wanted to have a big fish.
No, you have to shoot it before it's killed. You can catch a fish any way you want, and there are still some guys who do a bare hand technique, but not with a shark. No, this man, either that was that, or he has a business that he wants to get his name in the newspaper.
Are you telling me there's some kind of fishing competition down south where you can catch fish barehanded?
That is correct, yes. But you can't shoot it and then bring it out of the water. See, look at this. So they probably said they caught it first. And
well, he doesn't want to give out interviews. He doesn't want to promote himself. So this guy doesn't have any business that he wants to promote.
Well, I don't think he's going to give out free interviews. I'm sure he's waiting for a big payday for some tabloid to come along and give him the big money.
What would you tell him, say to me if I told you that your view, Clara, that you wouldn't run into the water and risk your own life to save a child being attacked by a shark?
How many times has that happened, Mr. Henry?
How many times is what?
How many times do you read about or do you hear about a parent running out into the water and wrestling a shark on the beach? Now, I want you to be honest with me.
I've never heard it.
Okay, you have never heard it, and the reason why you've never heard it is it don't happen. All right? And it don't happen for a reason. You are not going to run out there, get eaten up, leave your child an orphan, and then possibly die yourself and have another child get eaten. So you get ate up by a shark, have another child get ate up too. Now you're all, next thing you know, coming out of a shark's butt or whatever. And
you keep talking about coming out of a shark's butt, talking about the shark eating you whole, which I doubt very seriously it's going to happen because sharks apparently don't like the taste of human beings. But your point is well made. I've never heard of it before. It doesn't mean that it cannot happen.
It can't. You might be right, but men love to make up stories. I want to tell you, my ex-husband had made up all kind of story. And he come in the house when that's clear. I want you to know, we had a car accident down here about 2 miles from the house. And I kicked in a window and I dragged two babies to safety that almost got burned alive in a car crash. And I found out, I did some investigation.
No such thing had happened.
No such thing had happened. He had been walking along, a little child had fallen down off the scooter. And so he helped the child up on the scooter.
Wait a minute. He helped the kid up from a scooter and came home and said that he had kicked in the windows of a burning car.
That is right.
You don't think there's anything wrong with that man?
No, I think that's what men do.
Well, I can tell you, ma'am, I've never made up any kind of a goofball story like that. And
well, you might be difficult. A lot of men love to make up stories, make themselves look big in the eyes of the woman they're with. You see what I'm saying?
All right. Can you hold on for a minute here? Clara Bingen, she's a middle school teacher, and she doesn't buy any of this Vance Flozenzeer story that he dragged a shark out of the water, even though there were witnesses. She thinks everybody's making it up because that's what men do. It might have been a fishing competition. It might have been a lot of things. But the thing that she's saying there is the instinct of any parent is to protect the living child and not necessarily go to the aid of a kid that's being attacked by a shark, which goes against everything I've ever heard. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, it's interesting talking to people off the air. They all say the same thing. Oh, I would save my child,
Well, that's what they all say because they've never been in that position.
Well, that's what I'm finding. Nobody, very few of the people I'm talking to have ever really been in a position to save a kid. Nobody knows anybody that's ever dragged a shark to shore.
You see, Mr. Henry, everybody has watched a lot of TV. All the people watch a lot of television, and so they all say, well, here's what I do because they saw James Bond do it, or they saw Charlie Angel do it.
Well, I don't know that everybody is going to be instinctively saying that they do something because they saw it on television, but I guess people would like to believe they do it.
Well, we'd all like to believe we do it, but I'm a middle school teacher. I've been around children. I've been around parents. And I tell you right now, most parents, they see their child. Yes, they love their child, but they wet themselves like a bucket. I mean, they would wet themselves up one leg and down the neck. They see a grizzly bear or something like that attack their child. They'd leave a loaf in their pants before they ever...
Okay, but you wouldn't even give them the credit of having of making an attempt.
I will tell you, the best thing to do is call the police.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Irma on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Irma.
Yes, just a comment to Clara, whatever her name is.
Well, my name is Clara. What is your name?
My name's Irma.
It's very nice to meet you.
Well, you know what? You are, I don't know, are you a mother?
I am a mother of two sons.
I don't understand how you can say you will not do anything to save your children.
I am saying I would do something to save
my
children.
No, but you would save yourself first.
I would call 911. I would get the police. I am not going to jump into the water like a fool.
Let's say your house was on fire. You get yourself out of the house first and then call 911 knowing your children are in the house.
I'm not going to go wrestle a shark. You're going to go wrestle an alligator?
I'm talking about the house was on fire.
No, you wrestle an alligator.
Okay, you need to turn that radio down, Irma.
Okay, I'm talking about going into the, like, in a house. I would be in the house saving my children.
Oh, yeah. You say that because you've seen Charlie's.
Because as a mother, I cannot imagine you saving your own butt and your child is screaming for help.
I didn't say I would save my own butt. I said I would call the proper authorities
and your child is in danger in, let's say, in a house full of fire.
Well,
and, and you're outside waiting for the fire department.
Well, now, when's the last time you put out a house fire?
Thank God I've never been through that, but I know as a mother.
Oh, you see, that's what I'm saying. So here we go. She had never been through it, but she just know. You know something? You will watch all the TV shows.
But you know what? My kid's life is more important than mine.
I swear to God, my kid's life is more important than mine. Your child's life
and I'm in that house or I'm in that water.
Do you eat food?
Do I eat food?
Yes. Do you eat food?
Yes.
All right. So why do you eat the food? Why don't you just give it to your child?
If it came to that, I would.
It ought to come to that. A child should have all the food. And it should have all...
Well, look, the lady is saying something that a lot of people are saying. I know in my heart, I know that I would go into that burning house and...
So you'd make a widow out of your husband. You'd make orphans out of your other children.
Well, you know, I could not stand outside waiting for the fire department, hearing my little boys inside screaming for mommy.
I would tell you, there was a house fire on our street. There was a house fire on our street. And two of the children were trapped inside. And I was talking to the mother outside about it. And she had told me they had moved there. They got a good deal on their mortgage.
Now, wait. Hold on for a minute.
What?
You're standing outside talking to a mother about the mortgage they got on the house while two kids are inside?
The fire department was there. The fire department had showed up.
Were the children out of the house?
Not yet, no.
So there's two firemen in the house. Was the house on fire?
Yes, absolutely.
There's two firemen in the house looking for these women's two children, and she's out there telling you about the rates they got on their mortgage?
Is something wrong with that?
No, yeah. You know what? You're wrong because I know a friend of mine, and this is a true story,
uh-huh.
A friend of mine, her house burned down, and she got out of the house and left a little boy in there.
Well, a four-year-old little boy died.
And guess what? She tried to commit suicide. Four times after that, she couldn't live with herself.
Well, she tried to commit suicide. Why, though? Because
she could not live with herself. That she didn't do anything to go in there and get the little boy out
and save the house.
No, save the little boy.
Come on, are you stupid or what?
I'm
save her little boy.
Save her little boy.
Yeah, well, she left the little boy in the house.
Well, she should have called the fire department.
She ran outside, called 911.
That fool should have called.
And
the
little boy died.
Well, you see,
she couldn't live with the thought that she didn't do anything to try to save that little boy.
If I was with that lady now, I'd say you call the fire department. It's on the front page of your phone book. Call the fire department. They'll come, put the fire out, and the boy can come out. But she's standing there trying to go in.
I don't know. They're talking about the instinct. But you do have a very good...
But Irma, I'll tell you something right now. If you were... and you're a mother, right?
Maybe it took me 10 years to have my first little boy, and I went through fertility treatments and that, maybe.
If there's a burning house, and there's a child to save, or there's a refrigerator full of food, you wouldn't stop off and try to maybe just get something out of the refrigerator?
What?
Well, why wouldn't you do that?
What?
Get something out of the refrigerator?
What?
The house is burning.
You all love to say what you think you're an idiot. You all think you're Charlie's Angels. You all think you love to say what you do. You know, especially Irma, you stop off the refrigerator, get yourself something to eat.
And you would stop at the fridge, get something to eat?
No, you would not stop and get your little kids out of the house? I'd get my child out of the house, but I'd still stop off and get something to eat. Nothing goes better.
Oh, God.
So you wouldn't get yourself grilled cheese?
All right, hold on for a minute. Grilled cheese.
Phil, I think something needs to be said right here.
Well, you're talking about fires and children inside of houses, and the woman's talking to you outside, and...
Something needs to be said right now. I live in the real world. I don't live in a world of comic book fantasy and Charlie's Angels. And I know what I do. And I see a child get ate up by an alligator. I'm not going to run out there and try to pry the damn thing's jaws apart and pull that child out. I would call the police. And I would pray like hell that alligator not at the child. And if he had at him up, you can get the alligator, still get the child out. They got that child's arm out.
What do you mean get the kid out?
They got that child's arm out. Did they not?
Yes, they did.
All right. See what? They hadn't panicked. They could still have got the fish up there and got the arm out. If the child is inside the alligator or inside of that shark, you can pry him out.
What, are you going to get the whole child out? I don't think so.
Again, you don't know.
Well, I don't think so.
On your way out of the burning building, you grab some marshmallows, make some s'mores, do whatever you want. You got to keep a good face on it.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Kathy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Mr. Henry, I have never called a radio show in my life. I was driving down the street, and I heard this woman say that no mother would go to the aid of her child in danger. She would stop and think rationally.
I would call the police. I would say I wouldn't come to it.
Let's clear something up. Let's clear something up. What you're saying, Clara, is that you would call the cops. You just wouldn't jump in yourself.
Not like some fool jumping in and wrestling an alligator. Of course not. I would never do that. That's nuts.
I do not consider it foolish for you to try to save your child's life, and you're going to wait for somebody who is not at
Can I ask you a question? What do you know about wrestling alligator?
Not a thing.
Okay.
And because I love my children, I would not be rational. I would jump to the aid of my child.
And you look like some kind of fool if you in there wrestling alligator.
Because I am a lady, I will not respond to that comment.
Try to tell me I'm wrong. You jump in, try to get your kid out of alligator, you look like a fool.
Well, look
no,
at it. At that point,
you, and I don't think any rational person would find it foolish.
I disagree with me. You be in there, irrational alligator.
I cannot believe you feel like you could stand there and watch your child in a burning house in a scramming.
Here's a question.
Being eaten by an animal.
Here's a question.
And
maybe
you
I can help.
It happen.
No, you look like a fool.
All right, now hold on with the fool thing. Let's ask the question. Kathy, do you think that if your kid was in the jaws of an alligator, you could go in and get your kid out of the alligator's jaws?
Rationally, I do not think I could do that.
Phil, that proves my point. That fool get herself ate up by the alligator and the kid, too.
All right, now hold on for a minute. So, in other words, you are pretty much saying, I would go to the aid of that child knowing that we probably would both die.
Yes.
So now she's committing
suicide.
Everybody
call
me crazy.
So you're saying that would be a suicidal act, pretty much. Now, stepping back from it for a moment and thinking rationally, is that a smart thing to do?
Now, that's the question I want to ask.
No, that's not a smart thing to do.
There you go.
I'm not saying it's a smart thing to do. I am saying it is what any mother would do for her child.
I win the argument. Thank you, Mr. Henry. I win.
I love this woman.
I can't believe
she's a mother.
You jump into I'm a mother because I want to stay alive for my child. I don't want to be ate up like some fool out there.
Well, it doesn't matter if you stay alive because if your child's in danger, you're not going to help him.
I'll tell you right now, you'd be a fool in the swamp. That's all you'd be. An ate up in the swamp.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Clara here. She doesn't think anybody would jump in and save a kid being eaten up by a shark. Not if they had their brains about them. 1-800-449-8686.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
With Clara Bingham, we're talking about the little boy attacked by the shark in Florida.
So I wanted to say one other thing that I think needs to be said, and that is that a lot of the callers I'm talking to are white people, and that is fine, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I know it's all the white people love to fantasize about being on 21 Jump Street or what have you.
And what do you mean white people like to fantasize about what?
They love to fantasize about how they'd be a big Nash Bridges private eye, or go out and wrestle an alligator, or go out and wrestle a grizzly bear, or what have you. Now, I would say that black people are a little bit more realistic.
And so wait a minute. You're saying the white people would go and save the kids and black people wouldn't?
No, I did not say that. I said white people love to fantasize about doing that. And then when push come to shove, well, you know, they would just as soon sit up on the beach and maybe cut their losses. And
you don't cut your losses when it comes to a kid. You don't say, well, I didn't get the bingo cards tonight, so let's move on.
You have to think about the child you got left. And that is a good argument for having a big family. Now, I have two sons. I got one child get ate up by an alligator or grizzly bear or is attacked by a piranha fish or what have you. I got another son. I'm going to jump in there. And the piranha, they'll swarm you and attack you, and all you are is a skull. I've seen it on a South American movie. I've seen it one time. That a skull comes floating at the top of the lake. Now, if you go and get your child, that's two slump, that's two skull. And there's this one living kid on the beach, two people got ate up.
Look, I don't know about piranha. Let's not talk about animals. Do you know anything about man-eating animals?
I had seen on Mutual of Omaha.
Well, never mind about Mutual of Omaha, okay? And I don't know piranhas attack here or what. You're saying, think about the living kid.
You have to think about a living child and also not fantasize like you on New York Undercover.
Yeah, okay. New York Undercover. They do a lot of underwater things on that show. Here's Juanita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. What are you talking about?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is for... you say your name is Clara?
My name's Clara Bingham, yes.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 41 years of age.
And where are you from?
Originally, I come from South Carolina. I currently live in Los Angeles, California. I live in Bellflower, California.
Okay, and you just made a statement about... the callers you've heard so far has been white people.
It's all white people.
Okay, well, I'm a black woman.
Well, that's good, because
okay.
I want to talk
from
to your sister about
Houston,
this.
From Houston, Texas.
Oh, God bless
you. All right, my question is for you. Okay, Clara, if you was on a beach, okay, and you was being raped.
And number one.
There was nobody else around, but you looked up and you saw one man walking towards you, and he was your only lifesaver. Would you want him to stop and intervene?
Is he
or
white?
Just keep on walking?
Is he white or black?
It doesn't matter what
difference
color
does that make?
He is.
If he's a brother, I'd probably say, you know. But if he's a white man, I don't know.
Wait a second.
Why does it have to matter what color he is?
Miss Jamie, why don't you let two black women talk to each other and you...
Well, I'm trying to help the lady...
No, just like you said, why does it matter what color the man is?
Give me that setup again.
Be.
I'm on a beach. I'm getting raped.
You heard the setup.
All right. And I don't enjoy it.
You heard the setup.
All right, so I'm not having a good time?
What
you
are
heard
you...
the setup.
All right, and so the man
okay,
is
attacked. Okay, let's be realistic. Let's be adult. Let's be serious.
I'm
okay?
trying to be
just
adult.
Just like what you just
I'm
said about that
the
young
saying,
kid and
right.
the man jumping in the water
that
to
is.
Rescue him.
That
and
that
you're
child.
Saying that you would rather watch your kid burn up in the house and roast marshmallows. You know, that's kind of asinine.
Ma'am, I am trying to say I have a child who is alive and ain't being cooked
that
up.
That is asinine,
you got a
okay?
child getting cooked up.
And you are a, I mean, I tell you, on the radio, national radio,
sister,
people
am,
listening,
now,
you are a bad example
sister, I am trying
for
to
all
say,
black women,
now, wait,
black
I am
people
to
in
you,
general.
I love my children very, very much.
Evidently, you don't if you'd rather see
me.
Them burn up in a house.
And a man is walking by, and would I ask him for help?
That was the question.
Of course I would.
You would or
of
would not?
Of course I would ask him for help. Yes, I
okay,
would.
Okay, why wouldn't you run into a house or jump into the water to save your kid or run into the street to save your kid?
She said she would ask a man for help. That's one thing to ask a man for help. But it is another thing entirely. Jump into the swamp, wrestle an alligator, try to get the child out. You're a fool.
This child came from your body.
You are a fool.
You're telling me you would not try to save your child that came from your body.
I would call up search and rescue. I get the Boy Scouts or whoever's around.
Now, you're the one that sounds like a fool, really.
I look like a fool going
you
into an alligator
like
swamp.
You sound like one. Really, you do.
All right, let me ask you a question. Yeah, you go in to a swamp, and you're going to wrestle a grizzly bear for your child. That's what you're telling
me? I would wrestle a grizzly bear for my child, my mother, my father,
and you know
my sisters, or my brother. It would not matter if it was my grandmother or my uncle.
Woman, you know you would get ate up by that grizzly bear.
I would die trying to save that person, whoever it was.
And that other child.
I would stand back and talk to somebody about a mortgage or go to the refrigerator and try to get something to
eat. Are you sure you're not white?
Oh, come on.
I want to ask a question. What if it was a white child?
Am I sure I'm not white?
Let me ask you
no,
something.
No, darling, I'm not white.
You're not white. All right, let me ask you something, darling. Would you go and save a white man if he's getting ate up by an alligator?
Yes, I would.
You jump in, try to get the alligator jaw apart.
If I walked upon somebody being beat up, cut up, or whatever.
In other words,
I don't care what color they are.
She's not one of these people. She's not one of these people standing on the corner in the parade of life. She'd jump into the fray.
Whoa, hold on. I want to ask another question here. What if he was getting ate up by piranha fish?
It doesn't, you know.
Yeah. Now, you a fool.
Like I said,
you
want to
know why you
a
fool? Because
matter.
The piranha fish take about 100 of those to eat a man up.
You're going
to go and
start
beating up on 100
really
fish?
Sound ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
You said yourself, Mr. Henry, 100 piranha fish.
Yeah.
You really sound ridiculous.
And Juanita going to jump in the water and start pulling fish off the guy?
Yes.
Yes.
And what if they come back? She only got two hands.
So,
see, there you go.
What?
You don't know.
So, what you mean by I don't know?
I'll tell you something else, Juanita.
But what you're saying, you really sound stupid.
I sound stupid.
I would hate for your kids, any of your kids, to hear you on the telephone, on the radio, saying what you're saying, and they're going to have to go to school and face their classmates, their teacher, the neighborhood, whoever. If you go to church, your preacher, and have them to say, you know, your mother said if your behind was burning up in the house, she'll stand there eating a bologna sandwich, watching you burn up, and wouldn't give a flying damn.
I would not watch you burn up. I would let the fireman do his job.
Oh.
And while the fireman is doing his job, why can't I have a patty melt or some kind of...
You really sound ridiculous.
You see how now you're laughing at me.
You really sound ridiculous.
And you know, I'll tell you something right now.
And you know what? With Sunday being a day away,
here.
You need to go to church and pray for forgiveness for your soul.
Can I bring
around? Sound ridiculous.
Ralph, would you come over here for a minute?
That is all I have to say to your caller.
You talk to my son. You talk to my son. Come here, Ralph.
That is all I have to say to your caller, okay?
Tell us, lady.
My mom would probably never let me die, but if my ass burned up in a house...
Could you watch your language, sir? Would you watch your language?
But if I burned up a house, am I supposed my mama not allowed to eat a sandwich?
You see what I'm talking about?
You sound just like your mama. So you let your kid, her son.
In other words, you let your kid burn up in a house, too. I'm not letting my kid burn up no house. I'm saying if I'm in a house
You would let your kid burn up in the house while you stand outside and eat a bologna sandwich with your mama.
My mama be outside eating bologna. No, I would not.
You would let your kid burn up? Answer that.
Black people got more sense than that. I'm surprised.
Okay, then. Well, you should talk to your mother. If she's black... You should talk to your mother and say, Mama, you should have better sense than what you're saying on the radio.
I think this is wrong for two black women to be at each other like this. Because
I think it's wrong for you to sit on the radio and talk and sound as ridiculous as you do.
I tell my students, and I'm a middle school teacher, that when they grow up,
sit down and talk to you and say, Mama, wake up.
One time when I was a child,
you need to tell your mother to wake up.
I fell in the lake
when
I was a kid.
She sounds ridiculous, son.
And she went and got the Coast Guard to pull me out.
Yep.
Well, why didn't she jump in and get you herself?
Well, maybe she don't know how to swim.
Does she know how to swim?
She know how to swim.
You know something? I tell my children they go up to call 911 and pour themselves a stiff drink rather than going to a burning house.
Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hello. We barely can hear you. The only reason why we even stumbled across the station, for some reason our electric went out today, and we had to sit, and we got a battery radio. Talk radio.
What's your name? My name is Joel. My name is Ralph.
How you doing, Ralph?
I'm doing good. I'm my mother called on a radio station, and this lady called up to say,
Yeah, she's my wife.
Yeah, all right.
And you're talking about blacks and
well, yeah.
The point we're trying to get across is that
the white people go in there and wrestle a damn alligator.
Anybody that's in trouble, rather going
go
into an ocean,
I'm doing
going into the water, being in the woods, it doesn't matter. It's just common sense that even if a person don't go out and try and do something with asking someone else for help, they're going to try to do something, rather throwing something at an animal or try to beat the animal. It's not so much you trying to jeopardize your own life. All we ask of your mom is that, hey, instinct kick in automatic, no matter what.
Well, that's right.
That's human nature.
But that ain't always the smartest thing to do. That's my mama trying to tell me. All I'm saying...
Could we not have that word on my show?
What's that?
The N-word.
Now, it's two black men talking to each other. You best keep away.
No, wait, whoa.
I'm not going to try to make the issue, but
I would rather not.
It's just an instinct that everybody does.
Hold on.
Because, you know, everybody's life is short. I mean, you live anywhere from an infant to you're 60-something, but yet it's gone within a second.
My son,
the idea for a person to stand by and watch or even wish is not, it's not in the category. The category is automatically instinct to help someone
still,
to survive.
Right, that's right. But my son still lives with me, and if the house burned down, you think I'm going to run in and drag his lazy ass out of the house? Like, he had not had a job now in 5 years. And
you want to let me burn up in a house?
If you don't get a job, you look like a fool. I'll let your ass burn up. You damn right.
Hey, you got a good radio station.
All right, thank you, sir.
I'm glad to even just pop in on it, okay?
I know
everybody's confused with
man.
A lot of information as
I
far
love
as
everybody.
Conversation.
Bro, I love
but
everybody.
I'm glad to even listen.
And
we stumbled across you waiting for our lights to come on.
Well, you remember Jesus loves you.
I love you.
All right, thank you, sir.
You bet.
But I don't love you.
Why?
You a dumbass white man.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. So there's Ralph, Clara, Juanita, her husband, all talking about whether they would have a bologna sandwich or run into a burning house. You know, it's a good question. Would you? What would you do? What would you do? See, people say they act on instinct, but is that always the smartest thing? And that one lady, I think she put it very well when she called in, and she said,
"You want to shut your mouth because we've already."
All right, I'm sorry. Talked about it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
I'd also like to remind all of you that you can send your email comments to The Phil Henry Show by simply sending them to phs@philhenryshow.com. Yes, send your email comments to phs@philhenryshow.com. They may be read on the air. Make sure you sign your name to it so that we know who you are and where we can get to you. Bud Dickman is here with our uplifting email of the day. Bud?
We got a very nice email, a man.
Okay, and you're going to read it?
I thought this email, Phil, contained a very interesting program advice.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
And who's it from?
This come from John McElroy, and he live in Indian.
What do you mean he lives in Indian? Let me see that. He lives in Indian Wells, California.
Right.
He live in Indian.
Hey, tell Phil to stop being mean to Bud. Bud is the only nice guest he have. Bud may be simple-minded, but he has good heart. On Friday, Phil, when he left for his vacation, he yelled at Bud, "He's a dick brain. Phil is a dickhead, and Bud should have his own show. Call it the Bud Dickman Show." Phil Henry is a major, major, major dick brain. Bud, you're good. P.S. I love your top 10. You rule. Tell that dickhead Phil to get off your back. Sincerely, John McElroy of the Indian Well, California. So there you go. Okay, Phil, here's our uplifting email of the day.
You call that uplifting, huh?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, yeah, because he was commenting on you, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And yet, whenever my name was mentioned in that email, I heard the term dick brain.
Oh, yeah. I didn't...
Oh, didn't notice that, did you?
No, I was just... So you say uplifting, I was just noticing how... Lifted me up.
Yeah, it lifted you up, like yesterday's lifted you up, too.
Yeah, it did.
But the fact that we're scum on the bottom of the shoes of scum?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, I forgot all about
that. Yeah, you forgot all about that. You remember what I said to you yesterday?
Look, Phil...
No, do you remember what I said to you yesterday? Do we have to have these conversations? This is the uplifting email of the day. And you read to me some hate mail that comes from some guy in Indian Wells who calls me a dick brain.
Oh, get over it.
Oh, get over it, huh?
Yeah, you know, you're very... thing I noticed about you is you can't take criticism.
This is not about taking criticism. This is called the uplifting email of the day.
Oh, you want to make people email a suck butt?
No, I don't want a lot of butt sucking, but I would, I mean, you read an email where the guy is basically bagging on me.
And saying that he want to hear the Bud Dickman show. That's the thing about you. You're jealous on account of the Bud Dickman show.
No, I am not. Hold on, Bud.
No, that's what it is. Now, see, that's all I'm about. Because you want a Bud Dickman show, you're jealous about that.
Why would I be jealous about that? I got my own show, okay?
Phil, you're hypersensitive time to tiptoe around the time bomb folks. You better tiptoe around them.
Tiptoe around the time bomb folks? I didn't,
I mean, when somebody call up and call you a dickhead, smile through it. Laugh it off.
Oh, okay. Laugh it off. You know something? You are really something else. Who's this? David?
Yeah, right. I'm listening to you again, getting on this kid's back.
You call in, and he not listen to me, Mr. Hall.
I know, but I'll handle it. What's with you?
Do you know what the name of this segment is?
Uplifting Email of the Week, yeah.
Okay, he gets on, and he reads an email that says, I love Bud Dickman, Phil Henry's a dick brain.
What about it?
What about it? That's not uplifting.
Why can't you take criticism? Why can't...
What criticism?
Why can't you take constructive criticism?
That's constructive criticism, huh?
That's exactly what that is. That's what Bud's trying to say.
How is that constructive? More Bud Dickman, less Phil, he's a dick brain.
I think it's helping the show go in a direction.
Yeah, it's taking us in a new direction.
Yeah, put Bud on more and Phil on less.
Well, that's what I,
You're jealous, Mr. Hall.
I know, Bud.
Top 10 is getting too big, Mr. Hall. Say he love a top 10 show and a listener love a top 10 show, you be jealous.
I don't care about your rotten top 10 show, okay? Which you butchered Six Ways to Sunset the other day.
How do you do that?
By playing Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan and telling everybody it's Destiny's Child.
Well, I did not know the difference.
I told you, they didn't know the difference.
Oh, yeah, they didn't know the difference at all. They're just a bunch of morons out there. And when they hear the Stones with Satisfaction, they think it's bootylicious.
You got it.
Yeah.
See, the problem is, Phil...
Look, am I living in another parallel universe, or is this called uplifting email?
It's uplifting email.
And when he reads an email that says I'm a dick brain...
I was uplifted.
Who's the guy that's supposed to be uplifted here?
Well, Bud was uplifted.
Aren't I supposed to be uplifted? Not Bud. I'm the guy that gets uplifted.
Well, I got uplifted on this one.
That's two in a row you get to be uplifted on, and I don't get to be uplifted on anything.
Just because nobody and nothing uplifted to say to you, only for me, don't blame me.
Well, I just had a couple of emails in a row where they're uplifting him, not you.
Well, how about a couple where they uplift me?
Can you work on that, Bud?
Yeah, I'll look around. It's going to be tough.
Oh, well, gee, don't strain yourself, man. How many emails we get a day?
I don't know, like... Four.
Four?
Yeah.
And how many of them like me?
In how many weeks?
Just each day.
None.
Look at that, Phil. You're going to have to do something to make people like you. I'm going to go get uplifted by my wife, so I'll see you guys later.
Now, wait a second, David. Okay, great.
I got to go now.
Yeah, you go now.